Jurors remain deadlocked in the case of City Councilman Larry Seabrook, who's accused of accepting bribes, and he continues to hold his office. So do two Brooklyn state lawmakers who face corruption charges. WNYC's Bob Henley has this report on the tension between two principles of democracy, the presumption of innocence for the accused and the right of voters to have unencumbered representation.
Senator Carl Krueger's district office is nestled on the commercial strip of Avenue U in Brooklyn. Aggressive produce vendors shout to get shoppers' attention. Storefront signs are in Russian, Chinese, and Spanish.
I'm Bob Henley with WNYC. Is there somebody around, Chief of Staff?
Carl Krueger has held the state Senate seat since 1994 for this district. He had been one of the powerful gang of four Democrats that withheld support of the party caucus that set the upper house into chaos. Back in March, federal prosecutors charged he took more than $1 million in bribes. Investigators allege that as far back as 2006, Krueger was shaking down lobbyists and developers. Krueger's official website has had no new posts since March. The message left for Krueger's chief of staff was not returned. Yet his office remains open, and a few Krueger staffers and loyalists can be seen sitting around while a constituent gets help in Russian. Krueger's roughly 300,000 constituents face the toughest economic times in the 17 years he's been representing them. Media reports about bribe money allegedly going for a Bentley rub a nerve. A walk down the bustling Avenue U reveals a fair number of vacant storefronts. 82-year-old Mario DeLillo has had a lampshade business in this location for 30 years.
I mean, you can see a lot of stores are closing up. All you're getting is some of these 99-cent stores, and that's it.
DeLillo says he doesn't like politics.
Hey, look, they just raised the real estate taxes and everything else and whatnot. It's pathetic. Forget about it.
Farther down Avenue U, second-generation landscape nursery owner Anthony DeMillo is selling Christmas trees. When quizzed about State Senator Carl Krueger, DeMillo says he understands everyone charged with a crime, even elected officials, must be presumed innocent, but
morally, if he is guilty, he should resign. But, you know, politicians being politicians, they do what they want.
DeMillo goes on to say that he sees the political class, indicted or not, as just self-serving and feeding off of the increasingly stressed taxpayer.
You got people struggling every day, you know, to make ends meet. And you have these people in high offices making a nice salary, you know. And in the meantime, I mean, they have flamboyant lifestyles. You know, they need more money. The more money they get, the more money they want. You know, some of them actually, I guess, they feel like they're Superman or something. They can do whatever they want to do. You know, they're above everything.
Good afternoon, Assemblyman Bowen's office.
A little more than 5 miles north in central Brooklyn, the phones are busy at Assemblyman William Boylan's district office. Located on Thomas Boylan Street, it was named for Boylan's well-regarded late uncle, who once held the same assembly seat. No one in the office would comment on Boylan's dramatic reversal of fortunes, acquitted last month on corruption charges, only to be charged a second time for allegedly trying to shake down undercover FBI agents for $250,000 to pay for his initial trial. A call to Boylan's chief of staff was not returned. She's been charged too. Street vendor C. Taylor says Boylan should stay in office and fight the new federal charges.
Yes, stay in office. Yes, he could stay in office. He's a good man.
But a walk down the district's commercial hub over by Pitkin Avenue, and it's easy to find constituents who say Boylan has to go.
There's a disconnect between what they do and how they exist and actual people in the street.
Albion LeBird is executive director of the Community Services Housing Development Corporation that maintains affordable housing. He says this legislative district is one of the poorest in the state.
We have a food pantry. From July 10 to June 11, we served over 40,000 people. We have less food now. We have more people looking for food. We have more people looking for food stamps. We give out coats in the winter. They fly off the rack.
LeBird says voter turnout is low in this district. He says incumbents can hang on with a fraction of the electorate.
Well, in New York State, for whatever reason, they get to hang in. We allow them to continue until either the next election cycle is up or until they actually get convicted.
Abdul Karim Amin sells incense and oils on Pitkin Avenue. He says Boylan's second run-in with federal prosecutors is an embarrassment to the district.
You don't need to represent this community at all. You can't take money like that. It's just the way he did it, you know.
He's just making fools out of the people.
Alan Zegas, an attorney who has defended several elected officials, says one of the nation's most important principles is at risk when the public prejudges any defendant, even the indicted electeds.
The public needs to be educated that an indictment is nothing more than a charge. Yet the media reaction is typically that if accused, the person is guilty. Yet so many politicians have stood trial, had their day in court, and been acquitted, only to have first resigned, that a real injustice is done to the public, and certainly to the good name of the elected official.
But Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York, says it's an open question just how well constituents can be represented when their elected representatives have to also worry about staying out of jail.
So I think we're very much in an unusual situation, which all too frequently in this state we find ourselves. What kind of effective representation are they getting? Is it better to have the indicted legislator stay in office while he fights it out in the courts, or should she step aside and allow there to be a special election? I don't think there's any easy answer.
Both Boyland and Kruger appear to be keeping a low profile while they continue to collect their pay. As for their constituents, they'll be in a kind of legal limbo for a while longer. Both cases go to trial next year. Under state law, a felony conviction results in immediate expulsion from office and the calling of a special election. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.